Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, buckle your seatbelts. Aaron and I have a lot to discuss.
First of all, the heat. Welcome to the Calm Down podcast. I am not in the middle of menopause, but I can only imagine this is what it's like. It's warm in LA. The humidity's high. I am just hot. I'm hot all over the place. And I can't believe I went to school in Florida and grew up in Tampa because we're talking 100 degrees. I feel bad even bitching right now. Our friends and our listeners in Baton Rouge, all the places that it gets real hot. I am just hot right now.
AC Green. I am the person that...
Oh, I loved him.
Amazing. I am the person that has my mother's voice in my head when the AC is running and like, this costs a lot of money to put AC on all day. And if I leave it on, I have this thought in my head like, shit, I left the AC on upstairs. But But in this part of being an adult where I'm like, I'm willing to spend the money. But then in the middle of the night last night, I woke up because I heard it running. I had somehow that little Nest thing, Vanna White twirled the thing so far down. It was on 50 degrees. It was an iceberg
in
there.
Whoa, you're lucky your thing didn't blow up.
That's what I'm saying. And I was like, oh, it feels so good in here. Wool's on 50. I can't wait for that bill at the end of the month. I mean, but there's certain things when you become an adult, turning off lights, the AC running when you're not home. All I think about is my mother going, do you think we're made of money? Turn off these lights. Do not run the air conditioning when you're not home. But yes, it is hot. And I smell great. I'm using that double deodorant move that you and Jillian told me.
The Dove, then the Donna Karen.
I know you got away from it.
Nothing's helping me now. All right.
What happened to the Mitchum?
It's gone. They're not making it anymore. Everything is not smelling good. It's a whole thing. It's not good. That's adulting. I'm going to tell you another adulting thing, and I actually put it on my IG. And here I am whoring myself out for more endorsements. But hey, Nest, if you're interested, I'm your girl. So, you know, Jarrett comes home. He's been gone for a week. Our alarm system blows up. Another thing that happened, our fire alarms started going off one day, and they made all the fire alarms in the house go off at once. If you have an animal,
the
you
smoke
know
alarms.
That that's so hard for them, smoke alarms. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to make them stop. So I just stood outside my house and basically waited for the fire department because I was like, I don't know how to make these stop. Well, our electrician is so great. He came over and started pulling them off the wall because if one's going off, it makes the whole thing go off. Well, we have like 15 in our house.
Rich.
I'm not going to pull them all off the wall. Yes, very rich. It's so much so I'm
two
begging
printers
for endorsement. Yeah. So last night we were having a lovely dinner before we watched the last two episodes of Ozark, which you have to start because it's so amazing. We're having this dinner and I hear a beep, beep. It's somewhere in this house. I can't do it. I looked at Jarrett and I said, we're moving. I'm done. I am done with this house. I'm throwing it away. I'm so tired of it. He sits downstairs for like 30 minutes waiting for this beep and the dog's going nuts. So then everybody's telling us, get these Nest smoke detectors because they alert your phone.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
So the Nest is the one that's the little dial I got a little bit excited about and went too far on, but it's everything's on your phone. So it's great. And again, this not an ad, great. But should be. Yeah, you should do that.
We'd love it to be an ad.
I realized I was up at the lake this weekend cooking. I opted not to have the hood. Everyone settle in. There's a lot of sub storylines here. I opted in the remodel not to have the hood for the fan when you're cooking over the stovetop because like
Why?
When you cook, because aesthetically it didn't look good in that kitchen. I'm like, I'm not cooking enough in here to add a whole hood, a whole thing. Well, me being a little gal in the kitchen over the weekend, because I'm trying to work on, you know, certain things that I'm deficient in, started cooking. Smoke is billowing everywhere. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. The problem is no
smoke. What were you making?
Hibachi? I was doing kebabs, but I didn't want to do them on a grill because I donated that. So I put them in a pan and I also did some steaks in a pan. Well, the smoke is out of control. I'm waving the towel because that's how I normally get the smoke alarms to subside. There's no smoke alarms going off. In the remodel that I did at the lake, there's no fire alarms, smoke alarms. I'm like, oh my God.
Nest, we really need you.
This thing could be on fire and no one would know. It was the one time I wanted the smoke alarm to go off because I was like, oh, this is a problem. Anyways, let's go back to that beep for a second because you know the beep and you're looking for the beep and you're creeping around. You think, is it in this room? And then all of a sudden the beep goes away. It's like they know you're there. And they go,
sometimes I even think it's a cricket in my house. Is it a cricket? Or I think it's the bottom of my shoe. Like, I think it's a sneaker, right? Like, when you like drag your sneaker a little bit. And I'm like, did I drag my sneaker? Did my husband drag the sneaker?
What are you playing basketball on the hardwood? What are you talking about?
Obviously, like defense. I want to see it.
Oh my God. Zone or man to man?
I don't like zone. It's so boring to cover. Big Ten, Wisconsin. Enough is enough.
Only this bitch would know.
Bo
Ryan, get over here. I've got some questions for you at halftime. Obsessed with Bo Ryan.
Shots at Boeheim. I love Jim Boeheim. Ryan, can we get him on? I know he was on Colin's show. I love Jim Boeheim. Anyways, you know how you can tell when your smoke alarm's going off and it's not a cicada or like it's beeping? Your dog is going nuts. Howie's is like, Mom, fix this.
Of course, because they're hearing it at a decibel that's 700 times ours. That cicadas thing, for all of y'all on the East Coast, I didn't know about that until I did a thing for NFL Films. Those bugs are insane.
They're
what
huge.
Are we doing? I one time found one in
didn't
between.
Did you ever see the movie Lucas with Corey Haim or Corey Feldman?
No, I was busy watching him and Goonies. Baby Roof.
Same time. It was before License to Drive.
I am spraying Lysol in the corners of the thing. I think it's over here. And now you're getting eight. Anyways, this could be like its own episode, the bug thing. But we have a lot more to get to. So for any of you guys know that little beeping, whether it's an alarm or a bug, nothing is more debilitating. And then you think to yourself, I'm just going to turn the volume up louder on the TV and I won't hear it. But it's all you hear and it's terrible. And Aaron's moving. If anyone knows a real estate agent, they would love to represent you.
I'm moving. Or if Nest wants to rep me and show me how to do this. Apparently everyone knows about these Nest things. I went to Target today. They don't sell them. I asked for them. The guy goes, Nest. Never heard of him.
Okay, well, he needs to refresh his inventory list.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win, and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you guys don't listen to the pregame, it's 10 minutes of things that we talk about earlier in the week that we will expand upon. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, in the full length. One of them was our list that we have written down of the things that we want to discuss on the podcast, because Larry taught me this. And again, Larry doesn't need to enter into every conversation on the podcast, but when applicable, it does. So Larry carries around, David carries around this little tiny little notebook. He always writes things down in real time. It's how he ends up with different storylines. His is Hermes. Mine is my phone. Fine. So I wrote down all these things all week long, because I'm always like, I forget these things I want to say to you. Erin writes them down, has better handwriting. What's the first one on your list?
Nest.
Okay, so you covered that.
We covered it. Check.
The first one on mine is X out of the ads. You know that little X? You know the one.
On your phone?
Yeah. So you're scrolling through an article and like then the ad pops up. And do you want to save 10%? You're missing out if you don't save 10% by filling out this email address. I don't want to save the 10%. I want out of the ad. Now I can't find the X. Now all of a sudden I've clicked the whole thing. Now I'm in the 10% ad. Now I'm putting in my email. I didn't want to do it because I couldn't find the X. I'm searching around. Can't find the X. They make it so small on purpose because they want you to get frustrated and just sign up for the goddamn flyer. And now in my inbox, I got 75 emails that I didn't want. It's because I couldn't find the X.
It's because it worked. You know what happened to me last summer? This was the craziest thing. I was at my girlfriend's house. I'm so hot. I was at my girlfriend's house and I was scrolling on Safari on my phone. And all of a sudden it came up and said, you need to close your tabs because I had over 500 open. My girl Jackie Quick had an absolute aneurysm because she was like, what do you mean you've never closed out your tabs? I had about 500 tabs open. I didn't know we were supposed to close them. Like, for instance, right now, I'll go see. I had no clue. They don't teach you this stuff. Hold on.
Wasn't your phone working at a glacial pace?
I have 85 tabs
open.
This
is insane.
I don't know. Who tells you to do this?
Your phone. It should be working so slow. And you're always on phone. That's why you're always looking for a charger. Because that thing is working so hard. The one thing.
I'm not Jillian. I'm not always looking for a charger.
You know what I do, though? That just... For anyone that's OCD, and maybe this, I don't know, you're not OCD, but you're very clean and organized.
No, I'm not.
I have 7,561 emails. Look, you see this? See that? That right there
is
a sociopath.
Yeah.
Yep. That's the one. But I don't even know. I don't know what you know what? I just figured it out. I know what those emails are. The emails of the ads that I X'd out of.
Sure are.
But
getting them at 3 and 4:30 in the morning, you know?
How long did it take you to X out of 85 open fucking Internet Explorer screens?
Well, I was inebriated, so it took a while, but it was a whole conversation at the Quick House, I'll tell you that. And I wasn't quick getting out of those tabs. I have 58 more to go. Okay. Next up on my checklist, scrolling on down, Euphoria. Girl.
I haven't watched it. What do you got?
Oh,
what do you got?
I'm usually late to the party on everything. So what
always,
do you got?
Always yeah. late. I was alone on Friday, so I had a stellar evening of purging my closet. I finally was dealing with some skinny jeans, low-rise skinny jeans, cropped. Apparently, we are not ever going to have those.
Hold on,
back
say that
in.
Slower. Thank you. You're a really good purger. So I would like to write this down. What are we getting rid of now?
So I was told that it is time to get rid of. Well, actually, but I don't want people to know to get rid of them because I may be selling about 600 pairs of them. So
they're not listening to this. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, great. Low-rise, skinny, cropped jeans.
Low-rise.
I have 8,000 pairs. And the reason why I do is because that's kind of what I was wearing every game, you know? I don't know. You have one, you have 40. But I have a
like
lot.
Like Frankie B low-rise? I thought those were making a comeback.
And I don't I was even like, know what that is.
We got to do some obliques. Okay. All right. You don't know what Frankie B jeans are? Those were, Britney Spears wore these jeans and it was like the hottest thing and they sit literally on your hip bones, but you have to have the most amazing obliques, which went out the window a long time ago for me. And so I heard low-rise were coming back. Fuck, I like this high waist. Look at, I like this high waist so much. I am literally getting an infection because it's so high. And if these mom jeans, no guy likes mom jeans, by the way. That's what I've learned.
I don't care. I like a high rise because it does suck you in. I heard low rises coming back, but just not skinny.
Okay.
Like a little flare.
A
I don't
flare?
Know. I don't know. I don't know.
Either. These
I,
are
don't
questions.
Listen to me. I have the worst. Like, I don't pick out my stuff. So anyways, I decided I was going to go through. The problem with doing that is you have to actually try on the jeans. I don't like trying on clothes. I get hot. We've discussed that in other episodes. So mm-hmm. I was giving myself a treat. I was allowing myself to start binging a show. And I brought the show up into my room on my little laptop.
Cute.
And I was doing my jeans and like trying to deal with myself. This show is unbelievable. It's basically Euphoria. It's based on high school kids that are watching porn, doing drugs. I mean, smoking cigarettes. That's what we talked about last night. We were talking about Euphoria with our friends and they're all watching it. And I just said, I was a loser in high school. I mean, I was a loser. I know that. I was worried about Michael Jordan and the Celtics. And that's what I was worried about. I wasn't worried about other things. But I was really
I was
a loser watching
car.
This stuff. And people were saying, this is what it was. This is what it's like in school right now. I mean, it's crazy. Anyways, full disclosure, the show is amazing. I will tell you, I always knew Zendaya was, you know, a star and stuff like that. She is a star. This girl is amazing in it. The music's awesome. The actors are insane. The directing, the producing, I'm all in. I'm on episode 7. It's
of what
unreal.
Season? I mean, I've heard
first
so many
one.
Good things. Oh, but how many seasons are there?
I don't know. Maybe 3.
So I have a thing about starting shows that they need to have at least 3 seasons because I'm not interested if you only
right,
have 2.
Right, because you just watched the last one.
Yeah, it's, well, exactly. Like I want to do with Ozarks, but I am, we'll get to that in a second about Ozarks. Zendaya, I always say it wrong. It was a problem when I worked at Extra. I'd have to redo voiceovers all the time. And I say it so respectfully because she is incredible. I know as an actress, but also bringing it back to the style. Who is this girl stylist?
It's beautiful. I
it
love it. She's
insane.
Great.
Her style is so sick. Every time I see her on a red carpet, which by the way, half the time I don't even know who these people are on a red carpet because I'm terrible with entertainment. Hi, I still work at Extra. Check us out. Weeknights at 7. I don't know who anyone is, but her style is dope. Meanwhile, speaking of style, I am about to put back on the comfy brace because I haven't been wearing this lately and I noticed my posture is terrible. For those of you that don't know what this is, if you can see me, if you're watching on YouTube, if not, I am going to just narrate what this is. Erin introduced me to this about a year ago. It's for my posture. It looks like a little backpack and you just tighten the straps and I need to do it more often. But anyways, so fine, Euphoria. Erin also
it's
tells
incredible.
Me
incredible.
Yeah, this posture thing, comfy brace. Oh, you know what I'll put on our IG? Terry, I used to wear this on Sundays when I did highlights because no one could see me. I'd wear it all day. And Terry came over in the Terry voice and said, what are you wearing? Is that like a backpack? I go, no, Terry, it's called the comfy brace. So I put it on him and he did a whole ad, like a fake ad for it. And it was hysterical. And I'm like, dude, how are you not a spokesperson for this?
He is.
Oh my God. It's amazing. But Ozarks. I'm
wait,
very
one more thing about Euphoria. Do you remember yes? My so-called life?
I look very linebackery like that.
You look great.
Like, so, oh yeah. Yeah, of course I remember that with Claire Danes.
Yeah. Duh. Euphoria is my so-called life literally on fentanyl. Yeah. It's so good. It's so good. Carissa, you will love it. It's a lot. It's a lot, but it's so good.
I need to be in the right mindset for shows. And I'm now in the right mindset for Ozarks. And I like to watch at the lake because now it feels like, oh, it's happening at a lake. I know I'm 7 years late to this whole thing. I get
it. It's okay.
But better late than never. I feel really bad for kids these days. I really do. Well, like you just said, like all the pressures, like, I mean, I haven't even watched an episode of this show and I already feel like anxiety thinking about what these kids have to deal with. And we didn't have social media. I was talking to a group of people about this very subject today, about different celebrities, that celebrity used to be this thing that was so incredible because we didn't have access to them. We only saw them in movies. We only saw them in interviews, the Oprah sit downs, the GMA, the Today Show. Now, I heard Keanu Reeves is on TikTok. I don't want to see Keanu Reeves on TikTok. I want to see him in Point Break. You know, I don't know. I just feel like sometimes now everyone is so accessible that it makes me, I don't know. I just feel bad for teenagers these days, and maybe they're just fine and they don't know any different. And I said this to my dad one time. I was like, I'm terrified to raise kids if I ever have kids. And this generation, and he goes, okay, Carissa, calm down. Scott Thompson voice, calm down. He goes, you think it was difficult in the Ice Age to raise kids? It was. And they got through it. So again, classic Scott, always putting things in perspective. But I just think back on the things that we had to deal with in high school or junior high. And I have nieces now that are in junior high. And some of the shit that they tell me, I'm like, oh my God, I didn't have to deal with any of that until 10 years ago. And I'm 40. Yeah. I'm a man. I'm 40. So yeah. Okay. Well, I'll watch it. Writing it down. I have a lot of shows to watch.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And Ozark is amazing. And Jason Bateman is unbelievable. Laura Linney is fantastic. All the characters are amazing in it. Is it Julia Garner? It's not Julia.
The daughter?
What's her name?
What's the daughter?
No.
She's adorable.
Ruth is fantastic. Hold on. She just got casted for the Madonna.
While you're looking for that, you look it up. Write this down. My next thing on my list was, I was traveling this past week. I went to Baltimore, got to interview Mark Andrews. What a dream. That little cutie.
Oh, yeah. How'd it go? Tell me.
He was fantastic. So he is not a guy that says a lot. If you look at his Instagram page, it's football, football, football. Yeah. He is about his business. But one of the many reasons I love doing the NFL film interviews. Exactly. He could be hot. Mark Andrews is hot. I told him that too. I probably made him very uncomfortable, but he's very attractive. He is
all about his business, but he signed that big contract, had the best, you know, year of his short tenured professional career last year, all pro. And I just loved talking to him. So I'm excited for that interview to come out. But I was in the hotel and I was just scrolling through whatever TV. Friends, you have watched Friends forever. I haven't. I'm always late again to everything. I wrote
down
my second
thing. You're so Rachel.
Wait, Ross and Rachel had a kid?
Yeah, Emma.
I didn't know that. They were at a playground and they were talking about the kid. The kid was in the stroller, and then Jennifer Aniston, Rachel was on the swing and she didn't want to swing. And I was like, wait, when did they have a kid? I knew that there was like the whole back and forth that they, I know Erin's rolling her eyes. All right, we'll go right past that.
What other Friends question did you have?
No, that was the main one that I had. I didn't know they had a kid.
Uh-huh.
A lot of AC talk on this because my third one is error in the hotel room with the AC. My AC broke in the hotel room and it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
No.
And I get an ER, not that show, George Clooney. I get an ER notification on my AC. I'm not calling down. The maintenance guy's not there. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm sweating. It's Baltimore.
Oh, no.
What are we supposed to do there? Get a Nest.
You call, get me into a suite immediately. I would like an upgraded suite.
This is the presidential suite. The presidential suite. By the way, NFL Films really does it big. The presidential suite was not, it was more vice presidential. But either way, it was lovely. It just had no air conditioning. What's next on your list?
No. Next on my list is, it kind of goes along with me purging. I'm a fluctuator with weight. And in the summer, I'm usually the heaviest because I'm eating like full meals. Usually during the season, and it won't be like that this year because I'm only doing one game a week, but I don't really
have time
for lunch because I'm just like, you know, racing around. It's usually like a thing of soup or something like that. But now it's like, I got time. And I'm also working out really, really well. So I feel like I'm eating more.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just making fun of myself. Well, when I was doing the purge, it was really hard to, I was like, how am I wearing these pants during the season? But I literally am a size lighter during the season. Anywho.
Seven sizes lighter. I saw you that one. I got mad at you that one year.
Oh, that's because I launched a clothing line and you'll see. And I was working two games a week and I was just trying to do a protein and vegetable diet. But yeah, I got, my head looked huge and my body was really, really small. I just remember being in the gym and Troy's like, yeah, you've lost a lot of weight. And then Joe texted me during the game and said, you look really skinny. And I was like, Jesus, I'm not trying to do that. I just was trying to eat better because I eat like shit. Anyways, I was really proud of myself because there's a full bag of Doritos upstairs. And I really wanted to like nail it open, but I had a nice little apple with some peanut butter on it. But that's because we're going to dinner tonight and I'm going to F up some like hot dogs. Well, not hot dogs, but pigs in a blanket. I'm going to Tower Bar for the first time. I'm so excited.
I am not a social gal. I am not about town. I don't know any of the cool spots. I'm literally having to text you or other people that I know that go out. I mean, like, what are the cool spots? Because evidenced by my show itinerary, I'm always 5 years late. I'm like, ooh, let's go to Katana. They're like, yeah, that's not cool anymore for sushi, Carissa, on Sunset. But you're going to Tower Bar. Okay.
Cute. Welcome. I'm very excited. Thank you.
Yeah, it's sexy. That's a very sexy bar.
I know. I don't know what to wear. I donated all my jeans.
No, that's... I forgot about that place. That's a great spot.
What do you wear there?
Fun fact, actually, we'll save that for until I get my friend's permission. She was dating someone very famous and he threw her birthday party there.
Cute.
Uh-huh. And I'll get her permission, but that could be a teaser. She probably won't care. It was really
great.
What
do I wear there just for a girlfriend's like dinner?
Oh, that's just like...
And look like I don't care, but care. Because I've seen Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston. I feel like that's a real place. They're photographed and they're always in like a jean situation.
Okay. Well, here again, let's bring this back. Circuitous route back to the subject at hand. I don't ever go out. So I went to the Polo Lounge, which I should have known better. To fall in love with you. I wore jeans with holes with our friends. So embarrassing. It was under their reservation. I forgot the protocol on like not wearing jeans with holes because it's Los Angeles.
I know. We're not allowed to wear them?
You're allowed to wear jeans at the Polo Lounge at the Beverly Hills Hotel, but not with holes in it. I didn't think about it. I walked in. The maitre d' came up to me, threw yoga pants over my jeans and said, here, just keep these over your jeans. I was mortified. Mortified. It wasn't under my reservation.
I didn't know they do that.
I didn't either. But meanwhile, the table next to me, the girl was in a full peacock uniform. And I was like, I got holes in my jeans, but this one, whatever. Welcome to Los Angeles. Fine. Which reminded me, actually, of everything comes back to Larry. The time he wanted to go golfing and I was in jeans. And I go, well, I can't go to Riviera. I'm in jeans. And he goes, you're fine. You're not fine at a country club in jeans, Larry. So we go. I go, fine, we're going to get kicked out. And he goes, we're not getting kicked out. You're with me. Guess what? The pro came over and goes, Larry, you know she can't wear jeans. He goes, yeah. He made me put rain pants on over my jeans to go down to I swear to God, he went in the locker room at Riviera, pulled rain. Larry's legs are half my size. I am trying to put his rain pants on over my jeans, which I knew that I wasn't allowed to wear jeans there. That's one thing I know. And then go down to the driving range and hit golf balls. And I go, well, are you going to hit golf balls? He goes, my back hurts. You're going to hit golf balls. I go, we did all of this for me to hit golf balls and you're not even hitting golf balls? Anyways, I'm bringing it back to the fact that at Tower Bar, wear jeans, don't wear holes. You might get kicked out. And I don't want your first experience to be on the curb.
Is it a dark jean or a light jean? This is very dark. Seinfeld, Larry. I don't have any dark,
We got into that conversation the other day when I went to do the interview. You can't do interviews in the light jeans. It seems like you don't care. You need a dark jean.
But I wouldn't do an interview in a light jean. I wouldn't even do a jean anymore. I'm more of a slack girl now.
Whoa, that's shots at me. I wore jeans.
No, I'm not shooting at you. I just wouldn't do it. I got to do a dark jean, huh?
You got to do a jean. But you got to do like a cute, just like sexy kind of top. When I say sexy top, what do you think about?
It's that top I sent you and Kelly that doesn't look like it's Hanes, but it's Hanes.
Uh-huh.
Jessica Biel Ward. I'm going to wear that.
You got to style that thing out, though.
It's all coming together.
Here's my question, though. The t-shirt that Aaron's referring to is like a $5 t-shirt, which Jessica Biel wore on the red carpet.
It's $35. Yeah.
Inflation. So it's $35, but it's cotton and it looks incredible when paired with the right slack. Here's my thing. I'm not a steamer. I don't like to iron. I don't like to steam. So I'll take chances and I go out and now that thing's wrinkled and I'm halfway to the dinner and I'm like, I should have just ironed this, but I don't like ironing. You iron?
I'm a steamer. I love a stand-up steamer. I have one.
Not to be confused with Stanley steamer. That's different.
I love it. It's my favorite. We're big steamers in our house.
So walk me through this. Is the steamer
always— I haven't ironed in years.
Is the steamer always in the closet?
Uh-huh. It's in my closet. It stood up. It's got water in it. It's ready to go. Jarrett brings his stuff in. I do my stuff. I steam everything.
What do you do when you go to hotels? Because this was my issue the other day. I put the jacket in the bathroom, started the shower, trying to get the steam to go. And you know that move. And anyone that's ever been to a hotel, you try to use that
iron.
And there is the iron residue from the water. And that first move, that first steam move you do, now the top is ruined. Now we're fucked. And then you say to yourself, this is exactly why I don't steam.
I travel with a portable steamer, or if I know the hotel I'm going to, I ask them to leave a steamer in my room.
You travel with a portable steamer?
Yeah.
Where do you have room in this bag between the Ziploc bags of all of your incredible— I walked into Aaron's room one time. We were in Arizona. Remember this? And you had—
No.
Yeah. It was for a Fox thing. And I walked into your room and you'd just gotten there.
You had so mad.
Fold down. You had the fold down thing of all of the whatever lotions and potions you use. I'm lucky if I'm using the hotel lotion. This is why you look like you're 12. Fuck.
I think I brought a steamer to that too.
Jesus Christ. Are you checking a bag?
No, I don't ever check a bag.
Then where are we fitting the steamer in this?
Well, I also FedEx a package to my game because I got three outfits I got to try because you don't know. You think it's going to be 60 and nice, but what happens all of a sudden if there's like a storm front? So I got to send all my shit. I packed two outfits for a game plus a steamer. Plus you got to bring workout. You got to bring going out to dinner. You got to bring your lounge. You've got to bring your PJs.
You're
incredible. I always pack my PJs.
Oh my God. You are really—
You
got to
pack
something.
Your meeting outfit. You got to
pack
your
meeting outfit?
Interview
Mine's
outfit.
My workout
well,
clothes.
Well, if it's— No, if not if you're going to dinner after. You can't— You're not—
Jesus.
You've got
to
be ready to go.
Can the next episode be a tutorial on how to travel? Because now that I'm going to have to get back out in the streets, I would love a tutorial on how to travel.
This is what I would do, okay? If I had a game on a Sunday and we had to show up on a Friday for a feature.
You have a game every Sunday. Okay, yeah. So let's just start there.
So say I have a feature on Friday. So I travel on a Thursday. So I'd write R because that's what the kids write for Thursday. And I'd write
what? Just we're not doing travel. TH?
No,
what do you mean
R.
The kids? Did you learn it's that on Euphoria?
You know what? It's my list. So I write travel. What does travel consist of? What I'm wearing on the plane. Well, what am I going to do when I get in the hotel? Get in my PJs. So I write PJs, but I also need my pillow. So I write pillow. Then I go to Friday. Friday is usually my sit-down interview. So what do I want to do before the sit-down interview? I want to work out. So I need workout clothes. What am I doing next? I'm doing the sit-down interview. I write pants, top, heels. But a lot of the times, I don't like to walk through the
football. We're only on Friday and the game's on Sunday. We got a lot more packing to do, and this bitch doesn't
hold on.
Check
a
bag.
A lot of times, I don't like to walk through the football facility in my heels because they are too high and I don't do very well. So I'll bring a sensible shoe.
All right, Bambi. This one's a little baby deer that can't walk in heels. And so also, who says sensible shoe? Are we paying attention to the tracking number? My thing is the package wouldn't show up there.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is crazy.
Lauren
We're
does
still
that.
On
That's
Friday.
Why I love her so much. You know what I also do to help? A fun fact, I write
crying.
The high and the low of each
Jesus
city.
Jesus Christ. This is insane. Jim Cantore, he was on episode 24 here with us. Are you insane? This
I write
is
the
insane.
High and the low so I know if I need a jacket, a sweater, or if I'm doing a tank top.
Here's what a couple things here. This is
also, you need
nuts.
Undies and socks and bra for every outfit.
Okay, I'm just gonna put it out there because this is who I am now. I sometimes don't pack enough underwear because I think to myself, like, oh, I'm only going to need this and this.
Ew.
Sometimes I'll just flip that. Sometimes you got to flip the underwear inside out. You got to do it.
Oh, my God. You're
it is what
foul.
It is. I'm sorry. Is that better than not wearing underwear and this high-waisted jean and now I've got an infection? No. Sometimes you got to flip
it
inside
out. But this is what
I used to go
do
camping. And this is what you do. Or I've never had to wash them in the sink, but I will wash them in the sink. And I am very clean, as you know, from my tutorial on showers. You do a tutorial on packing. I do a tutorial on showers. So when I flip those underwear inside out, it's like, I'm like, I don't know which side is which because they're both so clean. Okay.
Oh my
and
God.
Guess what?
So
I'm not FedExing. You FedEx and I'm taking one carry on because I just got to do
undies
the flip.
Undies are very easy to pack. Undies are very easy
I know
undies aren't big.
I know. And I have a thing. I don't have full bottom underwear ever. I think that's dingy. Only thongs.
Well, people do. That's
No. Dingy. I'm saying I flip underwear inside out. Who am I to judge?
You're calling full butted underwear dingy when you're wearing both sides of them? I think you need to readdress that situation.
I'm just letting you know that in a pinch, sometimes you got to do a flip, okay? And my posture is
I don't ever
want
to be on a pitch in the road. So this
is
what
I
also say.
Okay, at this point. That's where I'm at.
Besides saying the temperature, I also think two undies a day because you do the workout undies and your day undies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that part, I get it. But again, I shower so much, a lot of swapping of the undies. We're all out of time. Thank you for joining us on the Calm Down Podcast. For a continuation of this conversation, join us next week. I gotta go change my underwear. They're soiled. It's hot.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie, and whether we're heading out on an epic hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So wherever you and your dog's next adventure takes you, start it off right with the advanced nutrition of Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.